Lezer, Perek Vav and Zion, or whatever we could get to do. We're privileged to have tonight a guest lecturer, Rav Baruch Kolodny, from here in Beitar. Without further introduction, Rabbi Kolodny.
The first parakim is built on the Seder Vav was created on each day. Page Chafei. Perek Vav. It says, Berevi, Chibre Shnei Ma'ayrois HaGadaylam. On the fourth day, Baruch Shalom connected the two Ma'ayrois HaGadaylam, the sun and the moon. Loi Zeh Gadol Mizeh, Loi Zeh Gadol Mizeh. Neither one was bigger than the other. V'shavim B'gavam, they're equal in their height in the sky. U'v'sa'aron, in their shape. U'v'aron, and in their aura, in the light. How bright they were. Shnemar V'yaseh Loikim Es Shnei Ha'Ma'ayrois HaGadaylam V'gaymer. So they made equal, Shnei Ma'ayrois, which is mashma equal. Nichnas Tachris Benaim. They started, they came a little bit of fight in between them. They started fighting. Zarmelazah Anigolam Mimcha. This one says, I'm bigger than you. Zarmelazah Anigolam Mimcha. This one says, I'm bigger than you. Loi Hayu Shalom Benaim. And there wasn't peace between them. Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch. What did the Rabbanu Shalom do? Higdol Esa Echod. He made one of them bigger. Higdol Esa Acher. And he made the other one smaller. I changed the gears over there. Shanemar Esamar HaGodol Memshalas Hayyarim. Vesamar HaKodol Memshalas Halayyarim. So we see one was Godol, meaning it was made bigger, and one was made smaller. V'esekaychavim, in the stars. So now the Pirkei Avos doesn't speak a little about the stars. Kol haKaychavim Misharsim L'Shiva Kaychavim Shal Shoyis. All the stars which are in the sky serve the seven stars of the hours. The seven stars are better known as planets, what we call planets. Ushman Kalash Tzamchan. That's a simon. Simon is for Kaychav, which is Mercury. Levana, which is for the moon. Shabtai, Saturn. Tzedek, Jupiter. Madim, Mars. Chama, the sun. Noiga, Venus. These are the seven planets, and these are called the seven stars of the hours. And all the other stars in the sky, except for the major constellations of the zodiac, all serve them.
What about the other planets? Uranus, Pluto, or whatever?
Pirkei Avos doesn't mention them.
We have to say Sarah?
Yeah.
V'heim, Misharsim L'Shiva Yimei Shavuot. These seven stars, each one is Misharis, serves one of the days of the week. Yom Rishayin. The first day of the week, at night, when sunset, at the start of the night, is Koychav, is the hour of Mercury. And in the day, in the morning, is Chama, is the sun. That's why Sunday is called Sunday. Yoyim Sheni, at night, is Tzedek, is Jupiter. And in the morning, is Levana, the moon. That's why it's called Monday. Yoyim Shlishi, at night, is Noiga, which is of Venus. And at day, is Madim, which is Mars, which in old Norse things is one of the Norse gods is Tui, and from that comes Tuesdays. Yom Revi, at night is Shabtai, is Saturn, and at day is Koychav, which is Mercury, which is Wednesday, which is, of course, in the Norse pantheon, is the name of the star was Woden, so it's Woden's day, Wednesday. Yom Chamishi is Chama, which is at with sun, which is at night when it serves, and Tzedek at the day is Jupiter, which is in the Norse pantheon again, Thor. So that's Thursday.
How come some languages refer to Wednesday as Wednesday, and some languages refer to as middle of the weekday?
You gotta speak to a linguist. Yom Shishi, Friday, is Levana, is the moon at night, and in the morning is Noiga, which is Venus, which the Norse pantheon is Frigg, so it's called Frigg's day, which is Friday. Yom Shvi, which is Shabbos, is Madin, is Mars, which is the reason why there are those that have a minig not to make Kiddush on the first hour of Friday night, because at that hour is when Mars is controlling the hour, and therefore they push it off an extra hour, which here in Eretz Yisrael, being that we are on Cairo time, not true time, does not translate to 6 o'clock. Our time translates from approximately 5:40 to 6:40, if you want to be Mac, but not to 6 to 7, like others make a mistake. Shabtai Madim, and on the morning is Shabtai Saturn. That's why Shabbos is called in English Saturday. And all of these 7 planets, 7 stars, serve the 12 stars of the zodiac, Shein Keneged Shnei Masa Chadashim, which is each one is Keneged one of the 12 months. Veluhain, these are the names Tle, which is Shar, in English I think it's called Aries. Tle, Shar is Taurus, which means the bull. Ta'imim is the twins, which is Gemini, I think. Saratan is the crab, is Cancer. Arye is lion, is Leo. Bisula means virgin, which is also the name of the Virgo, which is the name of the constellation. Maiznaim, which means literally scales, and that's why it's called Libra, and Akrav, which is a scorpion, and that's why it's called Scorpio. Keshes means literally a bow. If I'm correct, that is Sagittarius, if I remember correctly. Gedi means a goat, which that one I do not remember which one. Capricorn, thank you. Dli means buckets, but it has a different name. Piscis is the... No, the Netherlands.
What? Pisces is a fish.
It's fish, which is next one is Dagon. So Dli, I don't remember what it is. And Dagon, which is fish, which is Mazal Avadar, Kiyodua from Purim, from the...
Aquarius.
What?
Aquarius.
Aquarius?
The water missing maybe?
Could be. The water carrier, maybe the leak. These were created in Maisabracious. These that were created on Maisabracious on Yom Ravi, which was the sun and the moon, Linoigasa Oilam, Mechen Fukayim. They were created to control the world, to lead the world, and also the different laws of nature and different processes that happen here in the physical world, the sun and moon controls. And the other the stars, which Pekid Rabban said, which were created after the sun and moon started fighting, Shevesh HaMashem Elu Nivro were created, V'hizdiram B'Rekiah Shemayim, and Rabban Shalom set them up in the Rekiah of the Shemayim, in the firmament of the heavens. Kol HaMazalos Mesharsim Es Yemais Chodesh HaChama. All the Mazalos, each one, serve the days of the solar months. Yemais Chodesh HaChama, how long is it? Shloshim Yayim. Esther Shalis Amechsa is 30 days and 10 and a half hours. Pirkei Reb Elazar goes according to that a year is 365 and 6 hours. 365 then 6 hours. If you divide it by 12, you get 30 days, 10 and a half hours for a month. How that works with all approximations in Chazal and how it works with the scientific knowledge that we have, that you could go read any book which discusses these things. I will not discuss it. And each mazel serves one of the days of the month for 2.5 days. If you divide 30 by 12, it becomes 2.5. And then you have 10 hours left, so it goes back to the mazel that started. So that's why it says, Shnei mazel is chamish yom. Each mazel, two mazels for 5 days, of course, 2.5 times 2 is 5. Asar mazel b'reish chay deshachama, the sar which starts at the beginning, he's the sar that completes on the end of the month, because if you make the calculation, is we have 10 hours left over, and that's the one that's starting on the next month. The same one that started at the beginning of the month, he's the one that's finishing at the end of the month. He's the one that opens up, again, he's the one that closes up. What is that? It's 28 years. And it's made up of Shiva Machzorim HaKetanim. It has seven small Machzorim. He's going to explain. So Yesh Bayim Arba Arba Shonim. Each one is four days. How does it go? Cheshbon Yemei Sachama. How much is the years, the days of the year? Shloish Meis Shishim V'Chamisha Yomim Revi Yom. 365 days and 6 hours. Tekufos Shna Sachama. The years set up, broken up into four seasons. How long are they? Arba. There are four of them. Mitishim V'Afad Yom. V'sheva shoyis amechta, 91 days and 7.5, which I hope all of you still remember arithmetic from 5th or 6th grade and should be able to do the math. If not, just take out your calculator, we'll do it for you. 365 and a quarter divided by 4 is 91.3125, which is going to be 5/16 multiplied by 24. Don't worry, I just know this because I did the calculations before I came to prepare. It's not doing it right now. So Rashi Machzor Shal Tkufa. Each one of the tkufos in the machzeres, the seven machzeres we said, small machzeres, so each machzer starts on a different day of the week. The first machzer, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, the sun and moon was created on Wednesday. So it goes Dalid, which is Wednesday. Now being that we're going another 365 and a quarter, 4 days, so we have to push off 5 days for the next machzer. Because we have 364 days is perfect weeks, then we have 1.25 days, multiply that by 4, is 5 days. So if we start, the first one is Yom Dalet, so the next one is going to be 5 days later, Hey Vav Zayin Aleph Beis. So the next Resh Machzer starts on Yom Beis. Same thing to Zayin, Hey Gimel Aleph Vav, which is the days of each Machzer when Tekufas Nisan is going to fall out, which day of the week, at the beginning of the Machzer. Bein Machzer l'Machzer, Chamisha Yom. Between each Machzer, 5 days. The 6 hours is a mistake. The Goyen takes it out, and I looked it up, and the Tfos Rishon is not there. And I couldn't look at Kisvei Yod. I said, meant to do it this week. It didn't work out. Tekufas shal Machzer Katan. There are many Tekufas of the Machzer Katan. How much are they? Arba b'chol shana. There's 4 in each year. Chula mitishim v'echad yoyim v'shevesh roysim mechsan. Each one is 91 days and 7 1/4 hours. Now, being that 91 days and another 5/16 of a day, or 7 1/2 hours, you do not get complete day. You can't have complete days. For this ahalocha, which is, if you open up Gemara Sanhedrin, discusses about when we count the tekufas, the machlekes is yom tekufa, the day that the tekufa actually falls, do we consider it the last day of the previous tekufa? Or do we consider the first day of the next tekufa? But however much it works, we count whole days. We don't count half days when we count the tekufos, which is nageya for halachas and kiddush ha-chodesh. That's what the sugya in Sanhedrin is talking about, if you want to know what nafkimin is in there. So therefore it says, yesh mehen mitishim v'ushnayim. There's some days which are 92. There's some years where there's some tekufos which are 91. So now, shana rishayna shal machzer, the first shana rishayna of the machzer, it comes out that the third year of the Machzer, the Aleph Gimel, the first year, is going to be 92 days. I made the calculations. How the calculations work out, I don't think you people want to be bogged down with, because they're a little, and that they're simple, but a little detailed and don't have time. But that's how it comes out. Shana Shnia is Beis. I mean, the second year, the second Kufa of the second year, is going to be 92 days. The rest of the Kufas are 91. It comes out each year is 365 days. Shana Shlishis, Gimel Aleph. Now, there's a tois here. It should be Gimel Aleph Dalad. The second Dalad was left out because the person made a mistake and misread, because he saw 3 times Dalad, 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 so he thought one of them is a make. First of all, Gimel Aleph Dalad. In the third year, the first Kufa is 92 days, and the fourth Kufa is 92 days. And the fourth year, Shana Revias, is Dalad, Dalad. Only the fourth year, the fourth Kufa is 92 days. So it comes out that we have 5 tekufas in 92 days, or we have each year is 365, plus 3 tekufas of 91 is 273, and one of 92 comes to be 365, and the third year comes to be 366, which is the intercalculation, which everyone basically knows from their normal Julian calendar. Arba Rashi Tekufa, Larba Rashi Shanim. Says you have 4 starts of the tekufa for the 4 starts of the year. Shal Nisan. When is Nisan? Nechneses tchilas alayla. Either is at the beginning of the night, v'chatzi alayla, or midnight. Because every tekufa is 6 hours later every year. Because a year is 365 days and 6 hours. So we have to the first year of the machzer. It starts at shkia at 6 o'clock. So the next year the tekufa of Nisan will be at midnight, and then tchilas hayayim, and the year after that will be at the beginning of the day, v'chatzi ayom and chatzi ayom, which will be chatzai sayom, noon. V'shar kol yimayisa tekufa, and the other simanim for the tekufais are 4. The tekufa being that we started off by every difference between each tekufa is 7 1/2 hours, because 91 days, 7 1/2 hours. So if Nisan starts at the beginning of the day, meaning at night, by shkia, so the next one will be 7 zayin chatzoyim, will be 7 1/2. That is going to be those hours of Tekufas Tammuz. Now, Tekufas Tishrei is going to be 7 1/2 hours after that, which is going to be 15 hours, which is 3 hours after the day, and that's Gimel. And then, the next one, which is going to be Tekufas Teves, which is going to be 7 1/2 hours after that, is going to be Eser Chatzoyim, because 3 plus 7 1/2 is 10 1/2. That's Eser Chetzi, 10 1/2. Then, the next Tekufa after that, after 10 1/2, is going to be Tekufas Nisan again. Which is going to be at 18. So we're going to skip that, and we're going to come back to Tekufas Tammuz, which is going to be, if we're going to go to day, we're going at midnight, which is 6. If you add 7 1/2 to midnight, is going to be 13 1/2, 6 1/2 plus 7 1/2 is 13 1/2, the first hour of the day, so that's Aleph v'chetzi. That's the hour and a half, first hour and a half of the day. Then we add another 7.5, we get 9. And the ratio is supposed to be Dalet, that's the Gersa of Rashi in Erev when he brings down Pirkei de Reb Elazar. Is if you go test 9 plus 7.5 is 16.5, minus 12, because we're going in based on from the half days, is going to be 4.5 hours. Tkufa Rishayin Shal Nisan, Nechneses Rishayin Shabsai. Is the first Tkufa of Nisan comes in at the hour of Shabsai. That the first Tkufa in the Machzor is on Yom Revi. And Yom Revi, we said at night, the first star, which is Meshamash Yom Revi at night, is Shabsai. So it comes out, which is Saturn, comes out that the first Kufa of Nisan is Bayoy Shabsai. Now, if we go 7.5 hours later, I mean by the next Kufa, Kufa's Tammuz, is going to be Nechnas Bechetzi Shal Shabsai. Make the Cheshbon about when that the Kufa is going to fall out, be in the halfway through the hour of Shabsai. Kufa Rishon Shal Tishrei, Nechnas Bechetzi Shal Tzedek will be in the first hours of Tzedek. And Kufa is Teves, Nechnas Bechetzi Shal Tzedek will be in the halfway of Tzedek. We shall call Tkufais go on this pattern, Nechnasim Bereishin Shal Shayis, at the beginning of the hours, Ubechetim Shal Shayis, in the middle of the hours. Now, like we said, Ma'atzer Rishon Nechnas Bereish Shayis Shabsai. Starts in hours of Shabsai. Ushmam, again the Simen, Shatzam Chancham. So Ma'atzer Sheni, which we said is, we had the Simen, is Dalid Beis, to be Beis, and which star is Meshamish on Beis by night? Beis. By night, so let's see. He said that Beis. Let me see if I find it. Yoyim Sheni is Tzedek Levana. So at night is going to be Tzedek, and that's what he says. Is that Machzor Sheni B'Shoshal Lefanov Dvei Shoyis Tzedek starts by Tzedek. Machzor Shlishi Nechnas Dvei Shoyis Madim goes into Madim, and so on. Machzor Vi Nechnas Dvei Shoyis Chama. Machzor Chamishi Nechnas Dvei Shoyis Noiga goes into Venus. Machzor Shishi, it starts in the Chesper Shoyis Koichov of Mercury. Machzor Shvi, which is the last Machzor. Nichnas Boyis Shoyis Lavana starts by the moon. Besayf Sheva Shoyis, but after we went through this pattern, went through all 7 hours, which is Besayf Sheva Machzoris, after going through seven Machzoris, which is Besayf Shloishim Vechemishi Yomim, you have to change the Shishim to Talos, the adult changes it, which is 35 days, which is 5 complete weeks, because each machzor katan is a difference of 5. Each machzor is a difference of 5 days. That's what he said. So if you do 7 machzorim, you go through 35 days. You come back to Wednesday. What happens? B'soif shleishim chamish yom shal machzor agadol shal esem b'shmoyin shalom. After 28 years, chayz et chias lel revi b'shas shabsoi b'shosh nivra, and that's when the sun goes back to the place where it created, and that's where our birkas hachama comes from, as known from a few years ago. There are 366 different paths. Not that the sun goes in. Milos literally means steps. And the path that we see the sun going in the sky from east to west, each different path is called a milo. There are 183 of them which go on the east side. And goes another 183 to the western side. Keneged Yemay Shnei Sechama. And the parallels.
183
plus 183 is 366.
But there's only
365 days. There's 365 days, but we have the actual day. The actual day whenever it comes a leap year. Now we have, and the sun has 366 windows to go out, the Nichnas, and to go in. That means the, if we look at the sun, it looks like it's coming through a window. How this fits with the physical world, like I said, I'm not going to discuss, but the Chazon Ish writes in the Igros that the Goyim and Pir Sef Yetzirah Masber, the Indian of Chalonis Rikiah, so it means it's Kabbalah stuff, which I don't know, so I can't help you. Now, so it comes out, but the sun comes out and goes into windows in the sky. Now, the Tishim Ve'echad Yoyim Bekeren Jemis, 91 days in the southern side, from looking at the east, and 91 days in the northern side. And there's one chaloin in the middle, of course we need 183, and its name is called Noiga. So, the Tkufas Tishrei, at the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei, Maslan machalain noiga. The sun comes out of chalain noiga, vahilech besoiviv lekeren dreimis, and goes to the southern side. It goes more southern and southern. Chalain acha chalain, window after window, every day coming out in a different window. Ad shemagil chalain shabtai, till he comes to chalain shabtai, which is the most southernmost chalain, and therefore that's the shortest day of the year. Tkufas teves, which is the shortest day of the year, now the days are going to start becoming longer. Maslo mechalayin shapsoi, start from chalayin shapsoi, v'hoilach v'soive, v'choizer la'achayev, goes back. Now, chalayin acha chalayin, ad shemagil chalayin taluma. Really, this should be chalayin noiga. Some reason it changed its name, which I have not been able to figure out. But this is the chalayin, which is tkufas nisan. Shenema v'taluma yoyitze ar. Pasuk in Iyov, and that ar comes out of taluma, because that's when the summer starts, spring. That's when life starts, and all many nice things. Tkuvas nisan masna mechalein taluma. Shabar yoyitze, the light comes out. V'haylech alkayin tzfainis, and goes more north until the longest day of the year. Chalein acha chalein, window after window. Ad shemagia lachalein namoin, till it comes to chalein namoin, which is then the day, longest day of the year. Tkufas tamuz, goes masna mechalein namoin. V'haylech v'soyv v'choyze lachayev, chalein acha chalein. Till he comes atchum magel chalain cheder. Till he comes back to chalain cheder. So we see this chalain has three names: noiga, taluma, and cheder. Sheba yuach sufa yaitzik. Because now we're back by tkufas tishrei. Called yuach sufa shenamer mena cheder tavei sufa mimzarim kara. Another pasuk in Iyov it says that from cheder comes storm winds, and from mimzarim comes cold. Be'elu sheba mizrach. At these windows that are on the east side. The sun goes out. Ukenegdai on the parallel window on the other b'mayev in the west. Who nichnas goes in? V'ashchina loylam b'mayev. And the shchina is always in the west. V'nichnas u'mishtach v'lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The sun goes in and bows to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayim elfam tells the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Rebbein kol haolam, the master of all worlds. Asisi kachol asher tzivisani. I did all that you commanded me to do.
Don't we usually say that the shchina is in the east?
Look at the Gemara. The Gemara discusses it, the sugya and the Baba Basra. Where the Shechin is, by when discussing about Ruach Mayiv, about where you can
Layachbar,
and there the Gemara brings down like right. So there brings down Mandamer the whole Shechin Loilam be Mayiv. The Shechin is always in the west, and Pirkei Avos Blazer is obviously going according to such a Mandam. Yeah, it's Machlokes Chazal.
There's also the Gemara in Brachos says that you should put your bed towards the. You shouldn't put your bed towards the east. Towards the north and south, because the
Shechina
is on the west.
West. Again, that's Mandamar. It seems to be the day of Yosef Mekubal and Chazal, that the Shechina is B'mayim. Now, V'chalayin echad yesh b'am serikia. There's one chalayin which is in the middle of the sky. Shmai Mizarim, it's called Mimzarim. V'nei yeitzev nichnes bay, and the sun doesn't go out and go into it. Elapam achas shomakzar agadol. Once in the big mass, which we came out as 28 years, Shabbat Yaitse B'yayim Shenivra U'balayla B'mayev. And goes in on that, it goes out on the day that was created, at night, and at the west side. Hachama, the sun, B'tkufas Tishrei V'teves. When it's Tkufas Tishrei V'teves, so the sun, its path is Hoylech V'soyvei V'karin Jemis U'meme Yukyanes. The way it works is the sun, when we see it going down in the west side, is it goes into the Rekia, we see it going down, and meets, here's the earth meets the heavens. So the sun gets over here. Now where does it go? It doesn't go underneath the earth, because there's no such thing as underneath the earth. It goes out of the Rekia, out of the Chalayim, because we're talking about it's out of the Chalayim, so now it's on the other side of the Rekia. Now it's on the southern side, so now it starts going north. Now the Gemara on Baba Basra says in the according to Rebbe Elazar, and this is Pirkei Avos Rebbe Elazar Gadol, there's nothing on the north side of the sky. So now, once we come to there, to the most northernmost point, there's nowhere for the sun to go. So the sun goes up on the northern part of the sky, goes around till it comes to the east side. Then it goes again on the line where the Shemayim meets the Aretz, and it goes back to the east, to the point where it's going to come out the next day. So it has a pretty long path. It has to go the whole southern side till it comes to the northern side, and then go all the way up. Around and back to the southern side where it's going to come out, so you have a very long night.
How do you don't see it when it's going all the way up?
I said, I don't know these, because it's on the other side of the Rekia. The Rekia is mafsik. So that's why you can't see it when it's on top of the Rekia. Now this works with the physical world. Again, I can't help you. I'm just explaining Pirkei Avos. So that's why Lekaren Jemis Mizrach goes on the southern corner, Ulamei Ukyanis, out past the sea, which is Beng Saisa Shmaim Beng Saisa Arat Shaykas. It goes at Shaykea, goes down by the meeting point of where the earth meets the Shemayim. And that's when it does the path that I told you. Shalayla Gadol, the night is long, Vadikadayla, and there's a long way to go. Ad Shumagia Lachalayn Shabim Mizrach, till it comes to the window on the east side. Lachalayn Shurayt Shalatzis by to the Chalayn that he wants to go out. Balayla B'mayiv, Achama B'tkufas Nisan B'tamuz. At night in the west, the sun, when it's in Nisan and Tamuz, so Hailech V'Sayv Lekaren's finest, it goes to the northern side. Of course, in the summer, if you go look at the sun, when it sets, is going to be northwest. So, again, L'meimei Yukyonis, Beng Ksais Shmaim, Beng Ksais Aretz, that's where it sets, after the sea, in between the Shmaim and Aretz, where it meets. And there, it has only a short path to go, because all it has to do is go a little bit of the north, the whole part of the Rikia, where the Rikia ends, and then again, back to the east, where it starts again. Shalayla Kotzkas night is short, but there turns to the short path. Ad Shumagila Chaloynis Shabem Mizrach. So he comes to the windows on the east. She writes a Lotzispa, if they wants to go out. Shnemar Hoylech El Dorim. He goes to the south, Visavil El Tzafan, and he turns to the north. Hoylech El Dorim. When does he go to the south? B'tkufes Tishrei, B'tkufes Teves. By T'kufes Tishrei, T'kufes Teves, that's when the sun is in the southern part of the sky, because it sets in south, it rises in south east and sets in south west. Yisayviv al Tzafan, and it turns to the north. B'tkufas Nisan, B'tkufas Tamuz, and by T'kufas Nisan, T'kufas Tamuz, because that's when it rises in the northeast and sets in the northwest. Sayviv, it goes around. Shisha Chadashim B'Keren Jemis, 6 months it's in the southern part of the sky. Shisha Chadashim B'Keren Jemis, 6 months it's in the northern part. Val Svivayis of Shavu Ruach, and going around it returns the Ruach, doesn't mean wind here literally. L'chalayin shabim mizrach shavu ruach. The direction is to where the sun is going, goes back to the window in the east, because that's where the sun comes out from. Hachama, the sun, shalosh oisiyos shal shem ktuvim alibay, has three of the oisiyos of the Ribbono shel Olam's name written on his heart. V'malachim manhigim oisay, and the malachim, which ride him, lead him, el shamanhigim oisay b'yayim, the malachim that lead him by day, ein manhigim oisay b'layla, don't lead him by night. Elu shemanigim ma'is b'layla, those that lead him by night, in manigim ma'is b'yayim, different groups of malachim.
Which three letters from Hashem
is Yud Kevav, I think. Hachama yoichev b'markava, the sun has a chariot. V'aylam mu'utar k'chosan v'yasas k'gibar. And he goes crowned like a chosan, and he is happy like a gibar. Yishanam v'hu k'chosan yetzim echu pasal, like pasal k'ntilim, which we said today in davening. I mean, you say it in the Nusach Ashkenaz?
Yeah.
Okay. V'chasan yetzim echu pasay. Now, Hachama, karnoisev v'ponav ha'mabitoi shlumatul aretz. The sun, its horns, and its face that looks down at the earth, shal esh. It is of fire. V'karnoisev v'ponav ha'mabitoi shlumaylo, and its face and its horns, which look up to the other side, shal barod, are of ice. And if not for the face of Barad, which cools off the pun of Shalish, the earth will be burnt off. There's nothing hidden from the heat of the sun. In the winter, the sun flips around its faces and looks down at us with the cold face, and that's why it's cold in the winter. If not for the fiery part which heats up the icy part, the world wouldn't be able to stand because of the cold. Shenemar of Nekaras Meyamid, who could stand his coldness? These are some of the ways of the Chama. What this means physically, I don't know, but I do know that there's been scientific research as to sunspots and connections with weather, and it seems like whenever there is a lot of sunspots, it causes a minor ice age, which has happened many times. There's no scientific explanation. Scientists don't know it, but they do realize that there's like a 20-something odd year cycle of the sunspots. Otherwise, they know nothing else. Okay. I have to leave in around 10 minutes. I'm not going to go to explain this. I'm not going to read it. I just want to give a basic explanation. Pekut Reb Lazer is going to now explain the matzer of the Levana. The Levana is from Maila to Maila, we all know, is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 Chalakin. Pekut Reb Lazer, for some reason, seems to ignore the 73 Chalakin. He goes that 720 Chalakin, which will come out if you do 720 Chalakin, which is 2/3 of an hour. If it's 2/3 of an hour, so every day, every month that comes out, is if we go compare the days of the week, if the Maalid is one day, so 29 days later is one day after, because take out 20 days, 28 days, which is 4 weeks, we have one day, 12 hours, and 2/3 of an hour. 6 months later is one day, and then we have a half a day, which is 6 times a half is 3, so altogether we have 9 days, which we take away the 7, so we're left with 2 days. And then we have another 2/3 of an hour, which we multiply by 6, is going to be 4 hours. And after a year, which we double that by 2, is going to be 4 days and 8 hours. Means according to that, it comes out that every year, the mailed from 1 year to the mailed of the next year, the difference is going to be 4 days and 8 hours. After 3 years, that translates into 13 days. So there's a small cycle of
but
the
Levana. That basically means that Rosh Hashanah every year is going to be one. If today it's, if yesterday it's Sunday, next year it's going to be Wednesday.
Right, and that's what the Gemara says. According to Achim, Ein Bein Atzeres Atzeres Ela Arba Yomim. So Pekut Reb Lazer is going, and so comes out according to that that you have a Malchus there, Katan of the Levana, which is 3 days. Oh, 3 years, and after 3 years you have a difference of 13 days to get it to. Come back to the original starting point. Again, it takes 7 of these small machzorim, which 7 times 3 is going to be 21. We come back to the beginning point, so we have a machzor katan of the Levana, which is 21 days. The sun and the moon are now going to together meet again. The sun's machzor gadol is 28 days, and the moon's machzor katan is 21 days, is going to meet at 80, after 84 years, after 21 cycles, going to be 84 years. 4 times 21 is 84. 3 times 28 is 84. And after, and that, as Pirkei Avos says that is Yom HaShoah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really 83 and a third. But I guess if you're going to look at, once it goes into the third of year, we look at the whole year as being part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's day, it comes out to be 84 years. Now, another thing is you also have the Ibar Chama.
So what's the significance of
the Pirkei Avos doesn't say. Now, the 80, after the, you have every 3 years, approximately, you have to put in a leap year. So, it comes out that you have, there's going to be a difference between the lunar year and the solar year, because lunar year is 354 days, 8 hours, and the solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. Difference is going to be 10 days and a few hours. And that's going to be the difference. So we are going to have to, every 3 years, which comes a difference around 30 days, we have to add another month, and together we have Shalom between the two. That's all Pirkei Reb Lazer says, and it says after 12 machzeres, 3 years times 12 is 36, times 7 is we have 84, everything comes back into Shalom. 7 times 12 is 84. And after 84 such cycles, everything comes back into Shalom. Now, how that actually works in the calculation, I do not know. It doesn't work. Now, again, just like we had the Mazalis being Meshamish, the Mais HaChama, the Chodesh Chama, it's also Meshamish, Mais Chodesh HaLavana. That's another part of Pirkei Reb Lazer. Now, being that I have to go, I apologize that I cannot go read it. But I think the stuff I gave you should be enough for Rabbi Klein to be able to finish off the Perek. It is very, very easy afterwards. I don't think that... there's anything too much which is chaser in the cheshbon which I need to give you. Of course, everything is basically saying that which hour the mailid, when the mailid falls, which hour it is, and just saying facts. If you want to make the calculations yourself, you can make the calculations itself. I apologize. I really prepared to speak a lot longer, but I am rushed. I have to leave. So, you should have a good talk. You should have a serious status. Pick of the Buzz is better than the first Sefer Kabbalah which was ever learned. The Mukabbalah will bring it down. It's a very deep Sefer. How these things work out in Matthias, I do not know. But Blazer Agol was the one that said in Pekir the Blazer is be very careful from Tamid Acham not to get burnt by their fires. So we don't really want to be burnt by Pekir the Blazer. But the Radal in his Hagdama to this Perek Vav, he brings in the whole thing from the Adi Bramaram of the Ramchal. that say that this whole parak is not really speaking about the physical sun and moon that we see. It's talking about Kabbalistic inyanim, and it's Kemat Muchach in parak of Zion. He says the following lashon. He says, a person that knows all this stuff, let me see, and we'll find the lashon. Says V'chol Mishu Chacham Umeven. Says a person that is a chacham and understands, who Maven Meila Levana, he understands the Meila Levana of a soldus b'nei adam, and he can know the things that will happen to people. But really, this is true astrology, the Goyish version, which doesn't work. But this is a true Jewish version, and if you understood it properly, you understand how everything works. We don't understand this, so we don't understand what's going on here.
Thank you so much.